Here's why most consumer tech tools don't go viral and how you can actually start going viral. So if you don't know about me and my brother, we've actually built over 10 million followers on our own pages before we started this company, Trendify. And now we help consumer tech tools with social media. So one of the biggest things that I want to talk about is why do most consumer tech tools not go viral? And why don't they even think about it? Well, a lot of tools nowadays want to focus on paid ads, and that's great. I think paid ads are great for growth. You can get a lot of scale, a lot of users. But the problem is that you're not really thinking about how are people sharing your tool organically. And that's really where virality comes in. So when I say virality, it doesn't have to mean within content. This can also be virality within the tool that you're actually building, which is actually the biggest part of what I want to talk about today. And the way that you're able to do this is by building a product that's actually shareable. I released this in my latest content that I was creating around Spotify Wrapped. They did such a great job of including virality because with Spotify Wrapped, everyone is looking forward to it every year at December, and they're able to share what they actually see from their personalized Spotify Wrapped directly to their social media platforms. And it kind of creates this viral effect. So that's kind of what I want to talk about for you guys today is how do you make that virality happen? How do you get people to actually organically share even when you're doing paid ads so that your product can start spreading a lot more? And so let's break down how you can actually engineer that virality. The problem is that most consumer tools nowadays are relying on paid ads for growth. But the problem there is that you just don't have that effect where people bring in more people. Sometimes your paid ads might do well, sometimes they might not, but the problem is that even when they do really well, the users that are coming to your tool don't really have any incentive to bring their friends or family unless they absolutely love your product. So here's how you can actually make it, right? So number one is creating a viral hook within your product. Calendly actually grew by adding a shareable link feature within their company, which was super cool. By doing this, every user action basically doubled as marketing for them. So the thing that I want you to think about, just like Spotify as well has done it within their link feature, is how does my product naturally encourage users to share it? And if you can think about how you can add that within your product, then the more you do marketing, the more likely it is people are going to bring others. The second thing I would focus on is building social proof. You want to basically figure out how can you create a ton of social proof within your product. For example, Duolingo, who's absolutely crushed it with social media, added this thing called streaks. Basically, it's like a social flex that drove massive organic growth for them. Every time someone would log into the app and continue to use it, they would have this streak. It's the same way that Snapchat introduced streaks when people kept snapping each other and didn't stop. So this way, you're able to kind of gamify the product and people keep coming back for more. And the way that I would think about this is like, how can you give badges, shareable achievements, streaks, or anything that really keeps users coming back? Because at the end of the day, retention is what matters. And finally, number three is making it easy to talk about, right? You want to make sure that your product is actually very easy to talk about. And this way, it'll actually help for your marketing as well, because the simpler you can create it, the more easy it is for people to understand it and actually start using it. So for example, if you have a tool that helps summarize emails, then your example here would be like this AI tool summarizes 20 emails in 2 minutes. So it's super simple. It's kind of like a 7-second pitch that users can tell their friends. And if you can make it that easy to talk about, then it'll actually help a lot for your marketing as well. So those are the three quick tips that I'd give you guys for figuring out virality. This is a combination of marketing and product. So hopefully this was helpful. If you enjoyed this, be sure to check out our other episodes and we'll see you in the next one.